Planescape Lore presents For the Loot, Book 1, written by Han Yang and Pierce Adams. Read for you by Evan Sibley. Chapter 1, Murder and Madness. Coming back to the scattered corpses of those I once knew, only one thought really occurred to me. Boy, am I glad I got stuck with the shit bucket. As the newest addition to the tribe, I'd just emptied the bucket's putrid contents into the ditch when I heard the sounds of clanging metal and shrill cries of death. The heroes belted out laughter while the tribe died or dashed into the woods in different directions. The goblin way was to flee against overwhelming odds, giving the tribe a chance to rebuild. Even I had migrated to the Badlands to find this group, eager to establish myself as something more than a common goblin. This time, I didn't know if it'd be so easy because of how thorough these adventurers were. I gazed upon limbs, bodies split in two, and saw that most of my brethren had died while trying to flee. Our Badland refuge was burning and broken in ways I couldn't fathom. I felt a rush of fury inside me, followed quickly by resignation. I'd waddled my ass up here as fast as I could when I heard the sounds, yet even if I had arrived in time, and if I hadn't hidden behind the rocks, there was nothing I could have done when the enemy tried to find heroes like me to slaughter. These adventurers had brought their power, and all I had was rusty knives with no element of surprise. I also knew they weren't here to fight a lowly goblin tribe. That much was clear by how resounding their victory had been. No, these adventurers came prepared to fight the cursed fortress up the hill. The menacing structure stood clear in the gloom. I could see it over the plumes of smoke and charred debris, past jagged black rocks and inhospitable wasteland. Delanair, the old conjurer's keep. It was a big, sprawling thing built by humans ages past. Some of my people called it the mountain, and still others called it that house. It was
sample complete. Ready to continue?